Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3.
Well, Chinese markets may be closed for the next couple of days in observance of the week-long national holiday. They'll be coming back online Tuesday next week, but there's still a lot of things to talk about with regards to Chinese markets, and especially since we are approaching October 10 when U.S.-China trade talks are set to resume in Washington, D.C. There's that, and there's also the outlook for Chinese markets heading into the fourth quarter given worries of a slowdown in China and in the U.S. and also the ongoing unrest out in Hong Kong. To talk about all of this, we're joined today on Money FM 89.3 by Mr. Jimmy Tzu, the Chief Market Strategist over at Fullerton Markets. Jimmy, thank you so much for joining us here in the studio.
Yeah, always good to come here.
So, Jimmy, October 10 is when U.S.-China trade talks are set to resume, but there is a lot still to iron out. And despite some folks sounding a little optimistic that there might be some progress moving forward, that's not exactly a guarantee, is it? Can you talk to us about how you guys are viewing these talks as we near closer to that actual date and whether or not there are hopes that some progress at least may actually be achieved, if not an interim trade deal?
I think the current, the upcoming talk, probably just one of the negotiations like past 12 times. And from this moment, I don't see the two sides really, you know, reach some certain breaking through point. And there's no signs at this moment, you know, some certain agreement has been made. And especially, you know, about 2 weeks ago, U.S. President Trump say he doesn't want a partial deal. So it seems like to me that, you know, everything probably is still similar, like, you know, past few months. But I would say the good thing and the bad thing is if you look at the U.S. economic data, especially in yesterday, the ADP and the day before yesterday, the ISM manufacturing data lower to the lowest level in 10 years. So I'm not very sure that, you know, Trump has seen this and probably will make some concessions because he doesn't want the local manufacturing activity to be hurt too much from this trade tension.
But on the flip side, the argument can be made also, Jimmy, don't you think, that the slowdown in the U.S. manufacturing space, those weak payroll data, these weak economic indicators in the U.S., could this also be signs that the trade war is starting to make itself felt stateside, especially since China seems to have taken up the brunt of it in the first couple of months? Do you think that argument holds water? Do you think this is just a matter of the U.S. starting to come down from their business cycle as just a natural occurrence in economics?
I think the scary thing is the things is already in the late cycle, even before the trade tension kicking off. And lots of U.S. companies are probably already planned to hold the investment expansion or hold the manpower expansion maybe since last year, because they do see that, you know, after the economy has expanded for 10 years, so probably things will start to cooling down from here, and the trade tension is just putting and just let them firmer that, you know, it's a time to hold the investment for the time being. So I think given the policy uncertainties given now and the things has become more and more uncertain around the world, you see the U.S. data slowing down, of course, German slowing down, China also slowing down. So that will probably just give lots of business owner that, you know, this is the time really for hold everything at this moment. And if that is the case, we will see the slowdown. Probably it just started.
Yeah. Speaking of uncertainty, Jimmy, I'm sure you noticed also over the weekend that there were some developments and reports about the Trump administration apparently looking at the possibility of curtailing U.S. investments into Chinese companies, be it in Chinese companies listed out in the U.S. or Chinese companies in U.S. investments directly to mainland China. The Trump administration has shot this down. Some of them have called it fake news also. But is this something that caught the eye of investors in the mainland? And how are they viewing those developments, even though it seems that those have calmed down a bit?
Yeah, what we see, the market reaction after that news, and I still have to say that I'm not very sure this is the what's the real source for this news and how reliable of this news it is. But what we see the Friday move, the Nasdaq, the Nasdaq index actually fell a lot on this news. It's the scale is much larger than the S&P and the Dow Jones. So there's a lot of tech company listing in U.S. So if such thing happen, and also if the trade tension continue to escalate, I believe the tech companies in U.S. probably will hurt the most compared to other sectors. But well, if this news got some reliable point, I don't think it will happen anytime soon, but at least it shows that the tensions between the two largest economies, especially on the trade, is probably will continue to escalate from here.
What is the appeal for Chinese markets to list out in the U.S.? Is it just a matter of having higher status, or is it just being able to tap into U.S. markets? Because if they are forced to delist, couldn't they just go back to Chinese markets, which are also awash with liquidity at the moment? What is the benefit for some of these companies, especially in the tech space, to list out on Wall Street or the NASDAQ?
Of course, since 10 years ago, you know, there's a lot of Chinese company, including the Alibaba and the JD, and also the Tencent. They're going to U.S. to listing. Of course, one of the major opportunity is to explore their brand to the world and also attract more international companies. And also, they're going to a more mature market. So, of course, all these things are benefiting all these kind of companies. But I don't think at this moment, this company got any plan to move back at this moment. And for listing in the U.S., I also don't think that the Trump administration's actually, according to the current situation, they have the rights to do so. Because if you want to delist, if they are delist from the NASDAQ, it must be some compliance issue. Either they are not reporting fairly, or their company is not profitable anymore in the U.S., so they just choose to leave the countries. But things just doesn't look like, you know, like this case so far.
All right. Russell's speaking to Mr. Jimmy Tsu, the chief market strategist over at Fullerton Markets. I want to shift our attention now to what happens when Chinese markets come back online after this long National Day break. It's not been the easiest start to the fourth quarter for markets across the Asia Pacific. I'm sure you've seen the sell-offs in Japan and Hong Kong, out here in Singapore also. What do you think does the fourth quarter look like for markets out in China, especially given there are also some concerns that earnings could continue to compress? Does that even matter also?
The third quarter, of course, if we look at the macroeconomic data, lots of data is going to decades low, like industrial output, like retail sales. Of course, that doesn't paint a very healthy picture for the corporate's earning at this moment. But I think two things will continue to dominate the Chinese markets, especially in the fourth quarter. Number one, of course, is the domestic data. We will see the trade data and the credit data, and also the inflation data start to kick off from next week. If the data continue to slow down, we do see that, you know, the market do have some pressures from here. And the other thing, of course, what we look at is the trade tensions. Like what we think, since this, it's not likely, you know, to have some very substantial breaking through point here. So probably at this moment, I would say no news probably is the good news.
All right. And finally, Jimmy, before we let you go, I'm sure investors on the mainland have also been looking at the developments out in Hong Kong. I mean, we don't have to go too deeply into the political unrest out there, but it has affected sentiment for Hong Kong markets. Do you think that the protests have affected investor inflows into Hong Kong stock markets from the mainland, or are mainland Chinese investors pretty agnostic through these political developments and just saying, hey, what matters right now is if the investment is a good investment or bad investment in Hong Kong?
You know, today when Hong Kong market opened, actually, it's quite surprised me, because now I think the market just fall about 0.4-0.5%.
Right.
It's much better than the expectation, especially given the US and the Europe performance overnight. But I do see that this kind of protest actually is going to hurt the Hong Kong growth and the retail sales quite a lot, especially for this quarter and the last quarters. And basically, there's two areas is going to affect the Hong Kong market. One is the international one, the US one. I think that it probably will give some downward pressure on the Hong Kong stocks. It's simply because of what we look at the Western market. It's like people are seems more exciting about going to in the bond market compared to the stocks market. And China's side, we still need to see the data next week onwards, but based on the current earlier indicators like PMI data and also some sub indices there, probably I don't see too much upside in the data in the coming few weeks. So you know, the stocks in the region probably will continue facing the pressure toward the toward the south, not north.
Some strategists, though, just very quickly point that it might be a good time to buy stocks in Hong Kong because they've come down so fast and they're now at cheap valuations. Do you think that's a wise strategy from your experience?
Yeah, if we look at the Hong Kong stocks performance compared to the rest of the world, actually, it's not really down a lot. And the thing is, in the Hong Kong, the problem is we don't know how this thing's going to last. You know, some people might expect it solved in weeks, some expect solved in month. But no matter what, I think the people's confidence in this market probably is getting a bit waning. So I think still not the right time to jump into the Hong Kong stocks market at this moment, and especially this market actually, it's quite open, which means it's also quite relevant to the international market. So if the international slowing down, the global slowing down become more and more certain, and I don't see this kind of open market like Hong Kong market, like Korean market, like Australian market can be escaped from there at this moment.
All right, Jimmy Tu, Chief Market Strategist for Fullerton Markets in Shanghai. Thank you so much for joining us today on a prime time here on Money FM 89.3.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.
Thank you for your time, sir.